Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're turning our focus to Netflix, the streaming giant that has revolutionized the entertainment industry. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Netflix has been a trailblazer in the streaming industry, fundamentally changing how people consume media. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like the recency effect and the bandwagon effect influence their decision-making, especially in areas like content creation and subscriber growth?
The recency effect is highly relevant to Netflix's strategy, particularly in how they assess the success of their content. Netflix often focuses on recent successes, such as breakout shows or movies, to guide future content investments. This can sometimes lead to an overemphasis on trends that are popular in the short term rather than a balanced approach that considers long-term audience retention. The bandwagon effect also plays a crucial role in Netflix's growth strategy. The success of popular shows can create a viral effect, drawing in new subscribers who want to be part of the cultural scene.
And this focus on trending content has certainly helped Netflix maintain its position as a leader in streaming, appealing to both viewers and investors who are looking for consistent innovation and cultural relevance.
Exactly. Netflix's ability to capitalize on the bandwagon effect and produce content that resonates with a wide audience has been key to its success. However, this approach also requires Netflix to continually innovate and invest heavily in content creation, which can be risky if audience preferences shift or if competitors gain ground.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Netflix. The entertainment industry has a significant influence on culture, so DEI is particularly important. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Netflix's commitment to DEI is critical, especially as the company seeks to create content that resonates with a global and diverse audience. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Netflix's ability to produce content that appeals to a wide range of viewers, which is essential for maintaining and growing its subscriber base. A diverse workforce and inclusive content creation processes can lead to more authentic and varied storytelling, which in turn can attract a broader audience. For investors, Netflix's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially aware.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in the entertainment industry, where content that reflects diverse perspectives can be a major driver of success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their content strategy and corporate culture, Netflix not only enhances its ability to attract and retain a diverse audience but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Netflix operates in over 190 countries, offering content in multiple languages and catering to diverse cultural tastes. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Netflix's global strategy involves a deep understanding of local content preferences and the ability to tailor its offerings to meet the specific needs of different markets. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with international expansion and diverse consumer behaviors. Netflix invests heavily in local content production, creating shows and movies that resonate with regional audiences while maintaining its global brand. This approach allows Netflix to build a strong presence in various markets and ensures that its content remains.
And this adaptability is essential for Netflix, especially as they face competition from both local streaming services and other global players. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and customer satisfaction in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Netflix's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its content strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the streaming industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in consumer behavior, technological advancements, and global economic conditions.
Now, let's compare Netflix to other companies in the entertainment industry, like Disney, Amazon Prime Video, and Hulu. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Netflix's dynamics are often compared to other streaming giants like Disney, Amazon Prime Video, and Hulu. Netflix's emphasis on original content and global reach has positioned it as a leader in the streaming space, appealing to investors looking for high growth potential and a company that's shaping the future of entertainment. Disney, with its vast library of content and strong brand loyalty, appeals to investors interested in a more diversified media company with a strong presence across multiple platforms. Amazon Prime Video, as part of Amazon's broader ecosystem, offers a different kind.
And unlike Disney, which has a long history of content creation and a strong brand identity, Netflix's strength lies in its ability to produce a continuous stream of new and diverse content, appealing to audiences who crave variety and innovation.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Netflix, the focus on content innovation, global expansion, and customer engagement provides a unique value proposition in the entertainment industry.
To sum up, Netflix's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their content strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Netflix's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.